Faithfully Running the Race by Maria Fontaine.
And let us run with endurance the race God has set before us. We do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith. Hebrews 12:1-2. Peter and I love you very much, and you are ever present in our prayers. Each of you is very precious to us and to the Lord. We are so grateful for your faithfulness to keep running the race that He has set before us. Throughout our lives, we each experience times of discouragement, feeling as though we have failed, or as though our world has fallen apart, or that we have disappointed others. At times, we may experience confusion, loneliness, or isolation. We can be tempted to look back and think about how we could have done things differently. But the Lord so often looks at things very differently than the way they may appear on the surface. So be encouraged, dear ones, that you are never alone, and that He is with you through every season and every trial of life. His promise to work everything together for our good, as we continue to faithfully love and serve Him, is as true today as ever. We can't tell you how thankful we are that you have faithfully shown His light in the darkness of the world around you. You may feel small and insignificant, and like your light is very tiny, but remember that even a flicker of light can shine very brightly in the midst of darkness. Please know that each one of your acts of love and service to Jesus, each smile, each prayer, each witness, each tract you distribute, each word of hope and encouragement is very important, and He will bless you for sharing His message with others. You have been faithful messengers of God's love and truth to the world, and when you get to heaven, you will hear His "well done" and receive His reward for your sacrifices. Following are words of encouragement from Jesus that I pray will be a blessing to you. Greater love has no one than this, that they lay down their lives for others. I am pleased with the faithfulness of all who share my love and truth with others. You have been willing to follow me wherever I guide you to reach the lost, to share the good news, and to lead souls to me. You have given of your time and yourself day after day, through thick and thin, rain or shine, in the rough times and the tough times, in the cold of the night and the gray of the day. You obeyed my call to the Great Commission, and you sacrificed at times through extreme difficulty and challenging conditions because of your love for me and for the lost. Great is your reward in heaven, for with such sacrifices I am well pleased. In your love for me and for others, you have been willing to endure hardness as good soldiers. You are my precious ones in whom I delight. Great will be your reward for all the times you have faithfully ventured out to reach lost souls, whether they would accept your message or not, whether they were receptive or not. You have dared to step outside of cultural norms to make a difference in people's lives and to help the needy, the hungry, the poor, and the impoverished. You will not see all the fruit of your labors in this life, but you can be assured that you have gained precious lessons and experience, and you have gained my blessings for your obedience to my call. I do not judge by outward appearance, and success in my sight is not as man sees. For those who are truly successful are those who are faithful, no matter what the visible results or immediate fruit of their witness or service for me may be. Even when you make mistakes or fail, look at these as opportunities to learn and grow. The best lessons are often learned in the face of mistakes or seeming failure. But for those who love me, every difficult experience will ultimately propel you upward to heights of greater victory, greater faith, and growth through experience. So do not be discouraged, but lift up your eyes. Look into my face and know that I am upholding you with my strength. I have never left you or forsaken you, and I never will. I will always see you through. I am right by your side, a very present help in times of trouble. Your time on earth is a training season for the future, your eternal life in my heavenly kingdom. It takes hard work and dedication and personal sacrifices on your part. Just as an athlete who trains for the Olympics, you experience aches and pains and weariness in your earthly training. It takes avoiding the spiritual junk food this world has to offer, and taking in the nourishment of my word if you want to stay in shape and have the strength to keep running the race to the end. Earthly athletes sacrifice and discipline themselves for an earthly prize or a crown that will not last. But your race is for a crown that will last forever. Great is your reward in heaven, so rejoice and be glad. Maria, God bless you, dear family. Keep going for Jesus. He's always with us and cheering us on as we continue to run the race that is set before us, until that day when he takes us home to be with him forever. As the old hymn says, it will be worth it all. Oft times the day seems long, our trials hard to bear. We're tempted to complain, to murmur and despair. But Christ will soon appear to catch his bride away. All tears forever over, in God's eternal day. It will be worth it all, when we see Jesus. Life's trials will seem so small, when we see Christ. One glimpse of his dear face, all sorrow will erase. So bravely run the race, till we see Christ. Sometimes the sky looks dark, with not a ray of light. We're tossed and driven on, no human help in sight. But there is one in heaven, who knows our deepest care. Let Jesus solve your problem. Just go to him in prayer. Life's day will soon be o'er, all storms forever past. We'll cross the great divide, to glory safe at last. We'll share the joys of heaven, a harp, a home, a crown. The tempter will be banished, we'll lay our burden down. Esther Kerr Restoy.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.